On Tuesday's front page, counterterrorism operations in Yemen have all but ground to a halt. Western intelligence indicates the Al-Qaeda branch there may be close to planning another attack. So-called 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will get a military trial. Attorney General Eric Holder had wanted him prosecuted in a civilian court. And the FAA is ordering airlines to inspect 737s for cracks. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Al-Qaeda operatives are streaming into Yemen to join the fight against President Ali Abdullah Saleh. This comes as some Yemeni troops are abandoning their posts. Some have been called to the capital to bolster the government. Al-Qaeda's affiliate there has stepped in to fill the power vacuum, and American intelligence officials also say Al-Qaeda may be close to planning another attack. All these developments have the alarm bells ringing in Washington. Times reporter Eric Schmidt says the Obama administration is in the delicate position of trying to ease out Saleh in a way that won't block intelligence operations. Also on Tuesday's front page, the Obama administration ended a year of indecision with a major about-face. Attorney General Eric Holder said 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and three other defendants will be prosecuted before a military commission, not a civilian court.
We simply cannot allow a trial to be delayed any longer for the victims of the 9/11 attacks or for their family members who have waited for nearly a decade for justice. I've talked to these family members on many occasions over the last 2 years. Like many Americans, they differ on where the 9/11 conspirators should be prosecuted. But there is one thing on which they all agree. We must bring the conspirators to justice.
Back in 2009, Holder announced plans for a trial here in New York. That set off a political backlash. Later, Congress barred the government from bringing any Guantanamo detainees into the U.S. Holder still says his earlier decision was the right one, but he said the new rules make war crimes charges before a military commission the only option. In Japan, when the earthquake hit, the last geisha in the city of Kamaishi was getting ready to go to work. Tsuyako Ito is 84. She'd lived through three earlier tsunamis. This time she struggled to survive. When her legs gave out, an admirer carried her on his back. Together, they made it to higher ground. 1,300 people in Kamaishi did not. Tokyo Electric Power Company dumped 11,000 tons of radioactive water into the ocean. Officials say it contains low-level radiation. Times reporter Ken Belson explains.
The reason is that they've run out of storage space because they're pouring so much water into the reactors to cool them. And each time they do that, they create more contaminated water with various radioactive materials in it. They claim they're going to let go some of the least contaminated water first to free up more space. But this is a long-term problem, and this is a short-term solution.
Times reporter Ken Belson in Tokyo. House Republicans are unveiling a proposal to rein in the long-term costs of Medicaid and Medicare. Times reporter Robert Pear says it signals a fundamental rethinking of how the two programs work. He says there are huge political risks involved. Medicaid would become a block grant program. Lump sums would go to the states to care for low-income people. People on Medicare would get a certain amount they could spend on private insurance. Medicare would stop paying hospitals and doctors directly. The Republicans say all this would cut projected federal spending by more than $5 trillion over 10 years. The FAA is ordering airlines to inspect early Boeing 737 models. This after Southwest Airlines found cracks in three more planes. It was inspecting its fleet after a 5-foot hole ripped through the top of another plane last week. Southwest grounded its 737s over the weekend, forcing nearly 700 flight cancellations. The airline says it's looked at 57 of its 737s. They're now back in service. Also in Tuesday's Times, a look at their fixtures on some blocks in Manhattan selling cigarettes, individual cigarettes or Lucy's. Newports are two for a dollar. With cigarette prices up and the number of smoke-friendly places down, there's a black market for Lucy's on the streets. Lonnie Warner, who works a three-block stretch of 8th Avenue, says rising cigarette taxes have only boosted his sales. Inside Tuesday's Times, President Obama is scheduled to meet with President Shimon Peres of Israel at the White House. On Monday, Israeli officials went ahead with plans for controversial new housing in the West Bank and a disputed area of Jerusalem. This comes as diplomats are looking for ways to get the stalled peace talks with the Palestinians going again. Washington has given up its efforts to persuade Israel to commit to an additional settlement freeze. The Palestinians are refusing to negotiate with Israel as long as settlement construction continues. The Supreme Court upheld Arizona's tax credit for religious tuition. The court was divided along ideological lines. It said taxpayers cannot challenge government programs that use tax breaks to direct money to religious activities. The ruling cheered supporters of school choice. Civil libertarians said the decision would make it harder to claim violations of the Constitution's prohibition on aid to religion. Wisconsin voters go to the polls on Tuesday to elect a justice to the state's top court. The fight over the budget and collective bargaining there have turned it into a referendum on Republican Governor Scott Walker. The election is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent David Prosser has been on the court for more than 10 years. Some say he's part of a 4-3 conservative majority on the court. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.